plan on flying? It's time to upgrade to a real ID. Because in order to board domestic flights, your driver's license or state-issued ID must be a real ID, or you'll need another acceptable form of identification. So don't wait. Find out how to get your real ID at tsa.gov/real ID. That's tsa.gov/real ID. Or visit your local DMV. And then you'll be cleared for takeoff.
At Ritual, Mother's Day is kind of a big deal, and we're celebrating accordingly. Find your ritual. If mom needs a bit of stress relief, digestive support, or is looking to support glowy, smooth skin, do it today with 40% off your first month for a limited time at ritual.com/podcast. That's ritual.com/podcast for 40% off your first month. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
There was a man who was struck down by an illness. And this man thought that this illness would be terminal. Now, with this perspective, this man embarked on a journey that transformed the lives of many. You see, he wanted to do something for God while he was still alive. Now, he decided that whatever he was going to do must meet two critical objectives. The first being that whatever he did must bring glory to the name of Jesus Christ. Second was that whatever he did should serve both the Christian community and unbelievers. And so he devoted whatever time he had left on this earth so that he could search the Bible and teach on the warnings that God gave us. He did this so that, firstly, we would always be reminded that Jesus Christ is the answer. Jesus Christ is the only safe refuge. And secondly, so that we may always keep an eternal perspective. So this man devoted his energy, his heart and soul to studying the warnings of God in the Bible. Allow me to share a few of the teachings that have had an impact on my walk with God. Ephesians 5 verse 15 says, "Be very careful then how you live, not as unwise, but as wise." Oh, how we need to be careful in this day and age. We need to be careful concerning the kind of people we allow in our lives. Do they hurt or help us? Do they encourage or discourage? Do they pull you away from Christ or do they push you toward Christ? We need to be careful in this day and age when it comes to what we feed our souls, what we feed our minds and our hearts. The Bible is clear. Be very careful then how you live, not as unwise, but as wise. Anyone who is wise can discern that the devil will never come out into the open. The devil will never present himself as a devil, nor will he present evil as evil. Instead, he dresses up evil as entertainment. It's harmless to watch movies about witchcraft. It's harmless to watch films full of nudity and sexual immorality. You see, the devil operates in the darkness, in the shadows. We certainly need the wisdom of God so that we can identify the devil at work. Do not be naive to think that the devil isn't behind the entertainment industry. How many blockbuster movies choose to promote some kind of immorality or some kind of perversion? Be very careful then how you live, not as unwise, but as wise. Another warning we need to take heed of can be found in the following passage of Scripture. 1 John chapter 4, verse 1-3 says, "Beloved, do not believe every spirit, but test the spirits to see whether they are from God. For many false prophets have gone out into the world. By this you know the Spirit of God. Every spirit that confesses that Jesus Christ has come in the flesh is from God, and every spirit that does not confess Jesus is not from God. This is the spirit of the Antichrist, which you heard was coming and now is in the world already." The Bible clearly tells us not to believe every spirit, meaning don't just believe everyone. Don't just believe anyone who says they are from God. False prophets will come to you and say the name of Jesus, but they will never preach the full gospel according to the word of God. False prophets will sound like they are telling you truth, but in actual fact, they will be leading you into error. false prophets will deceptively present themselves.
Why choose a Sleep Number smart bed?
Can I make my side softer?
Can I make my side firmer?
Can we sleep cooler?
Sleep Number does that. Cools up to 8 times faster and lets you choose your ideal comfort on either side. Your Sleep Number setting. It's the Sleep Number Everything Smart Bed Sale. Every smart bed and base are on sale during our Memorial Day event. Up to 50% off, plus free home delivery. Limited time. Exclusively to Sleep Number store near you. Learn more at sleepnumber.com.
As men and women of God, when in actual fact, they are anything but that. They are ravenous wolves. And so, people of God, we really need to test the spirits to see whether they are from God, because if we don't, we're at serious risk of being led astray. And so, we must take this warning seriously. Now, Matthew 12, verse 36 is a subtle warning. The Bible says, "I tell you, on the day of judgment, people will give account for every careless word they speak." Are you careless with your words? Because you will have to give an account for every word you've spoken. Every unwholesome word, every cruel word spoken into the ears of another believer, you'll one day have to account for that. You'll have to stand in front of God and explain every hurtful word spoken about someone else or to someone else. So, are you mindful of your words? Are you speaking God's word? Are your lips uplifting others or tearing them down? Be careful about the words you speak, because one day we will be accountable for every word. Now, if we move on and look at what the Bible says in Isaiah 5, verse 20, the Bible warns us about calling sin, sin, and evil, evil. There is no sitting on the fence. The Bible reads, "Woe to those who call evil good and good evil, who put darkness for light and light for darkness, who put bitter for sweet and sweet for bitter. Woe to those who call evil good and good evil." When the Bible is saying woe to those, it's basically saying that great sorrow will be upon those who call evil good and good evil. Great distress will come to the person who sees sin and calls sin good. Great trouble will come to anyone who does what is unrighteous and wicked but calls it good. Be warned about this. God does not mix good and evil. God does not tolerate sin in His presence. So do not be the person who is calling evil good and good evil. Stand on the Lord's principles. Stand on God's word. God's word says, "You shall have no idols," and that's final. God has to be number one. He can't be competing with money in your life or your business. He has to be first. God's word says, "Flee from sexual immorality," and that's final. Don't fight it. Flee from it. Don't negotiate with it. Flee from it. The world will give you many reasons to call sin good. The world will try and sway you to be more open-minded, but God's word is final. If it contradicts God's word, then it's wrong. This is how we ought to live our lives. The bottom line is that the Bible is here for our guidance. The Bible is here to teach us and to instruct us. And so we ought to follow and adhere to God's word always.
At Ritual, Mother's Day is kind of a big deal, and we're celebrating accordingly. Find your ritual. If mom needs a bit of stress relief, digestive support, or is looking to support glowy, smooth skin, do it today with 40% off your first month for a limited time at ritual.com/podcast. That's ritual.com/podcast for 40% off your first month.
These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.